Dad. And Brooke,
Hey,
good morning. I just
I
want
can
you to
tell.
know, Brooke, I want you to know that I'm wearing a face mask right now because I don't want to infect you.
Oh, perfect. Thank you so much. You're so kind and thoughtful.
Well, of course. So you're doing the 65 episode series that began on Monday on Game Show. I'm wondering, did you get them all done before this whole coronavirus thing kind of took everything apart?
Insanely. We were shooting 6 shows a day, starting at the end of January and, going through most of February. But we literally wrapped right as the whole thing was just kind of starting to come over to the States. So we were very fortunate in that way because this would not have been possible had we started a couple of weeks later.
You know, I watched the demo that they sent us. I've watched actually watched it too on TV, and it seems really nerve-wracking for you because you have to read pretty wordy questions really fast without making an error. How the heck do you do it? Or do they cut when you make a mistake and they just paste it together?
I had some amazing training from working on a couple of seasons of The Chase. Nothing was more stressful or faster than that. So my dad was laughing. He said, "I think you could have been an auctioneer in a past lifetime or something." Just spit all of those words out so quickly and be articulate at the same time.
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned that. I'm glad you mentioned The Chase because you were Grammy nom not Grammy. You were Emmy nominated for the game show
I will
category.
never be Grammy nominated, just so you know. That's not a strength of mine, except for singing in the
But so were you because you seem to be drawn to these types of shows, or producers want you for shows that involve intelligence and trivia. Were you kind of a nerd in school?
don't know that I would say I was a nerd. I definitely was an overachiever. I was definitely liked to do well. I was one of those, wanted to be at the top of the class and have my teachers' and parents' approval. So I definitely worked hard to stay in that position. But yeah, I'm very curious by nature and I love learning new things. So I guess I'm a student of life. So maybe that is part of my attraction to these kinds of shows because you're certainly in a room with a lot of people smarter than you. So that's
Well,
the
you
way,
know,
right? That's how we grow.
you mentioned that, and Ken Jennings is enough to make anybody feel stupid standing next to them, right?
I know, sometimes just the lunch conversation with the masterminds, I'm like, does anyone have a translator here? Or a
Hey,
dictionary or something of that sort? Yeah.
he's built a nice little cottage industry for himself after Jeopardy, hasn't he?
I know, right? Yes, and nobody deserves it more. He really is the goat of trivia and just has an incredible mind and is really quite funny as well, which I learned, from working with him. You obviously see his intelligence on display much of the time in all of these other TV avenues, but he's got a quick wit and kind of funny and goofy. So we had a really good time while we were shooting, and that was something that was pleasantly surprising to me to learn about him.
Now the three celebrity masterminds against whom the challengers play, are they the same for the whole 65 run episode series?
We have three main masterminds, and then we have three kind of backup, I guess you would say, masterminds that would rotate in if one of them was sick, or I mean, they're all, certainly qualified, but it's always good to have a couple on rotation for backup, or if someone's just, having an off day or has other obligations or what have you. So we do have a few more that we can rotate in. But yes, but Ken Jennings, goat of trivia, as we always say, Muffy Morocco, who's our historian, and Jonathan Corbois are our three main masterminds.
Right. And the thing that those all have in common is they've been tremendously successful on other game shows, and I guess that's probably what drew producers to have them on Masterminds.
Yeah, including The Chase. A couple of them, had come on and been contestants and stuff. It's kind of, as you were saying, it's a little bit of, a cottage industry. I think the trivia world is sort of a cult world, and a lot of these players know each other from, yeah, as you said, either being on other shows or auditioning for other shows or testing and what have you, because it's a whole world in and of itself. Whether it's pub trivia or, I mean, they have, crazy trivia bowls and, definitely, people who have started early on in high school or college that then have gone on and done it as either a hobby or as something that they want to try and, make some money at.
Well, I was watching one episode, and I got three out of five of the championship round with Ken Jennings, who only got 4 out of 5, and I conclude that I am at least 20% dumber than Ken is after that.
Well, those are pretty good numbers, though, considering you're going up against Ken. Maybe you should come on the show.
I have a feeling it might be too late for that, but I do appreciate the offer. Before we let you go, Brooke, best game show or maybe your favorite as a fan?
Oh, gosh, that's a hard one. You know, I think I have such nostalgia from watching, like, The Price is Right with my mom and dad at home in Texas. So I think that would have been a fun one for me. And you know, having grown up always going to the grocery store and making the guesses and all of that with my family. So I think I'd have to go with Price is Right.
It is you know, very sad about Alex Trebek in his declining health, but some of the episodes at the very end where they have Final Jeopardy, if a contestant didn't know, you know, and they have to write their answer, some of them have written things like, "We love you, Alex," and that's been really nice to see.
I saw that. Isn't that beautiful? That's when you know I mean, you're a TV personality, you're a game show host. It seems like something far away, but then you realize, wow, I've actually touched the lives of a lot of these people who have brought me into their homes, even if it is just to play a game, but they feel that human connection and empathy, you know, for him as an individual that has kind of become a family member in a way, you know. It's beautiful to see.
Well, Brooke, I wish we had a little bit more time. Brooke Burns is the host of Mastermind. You can see that on Game Show. She was also on Baywatch, The Chase. She wasn't Grammy nominated. She was Emmy nominated for that. You can watch it every day at 4 o'clock right here in New Hampshire. What fun. I hope we can talk again sometime, Brooke.
That would be lovely. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. I'm going to take my mask off now. Have a good day.
Okay. Stay safe.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.